You're listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. I'm the big boy, and today we are here with Rye Wolf. Rye, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
I apologize. You're down here on a rather windy at West Texas afternoon, but you're from the region, so you're familiar with that.
I'm familiar with the brown skies and, you know, not being able to keep a hat on and things like that. But no, I was up in Canyon, so the wind blew me straight down.
Yeah.
So
it was easy. Should be easy on your gas mileage. Going back might be a challenge, though.
I know. I was thinking, should I wait this out and see if it ever stops before I go back up?
It never stops. That's the problem, man.
Yeah. I know it never stops. That's the problem. That is the problem.
So, Rye, you are a singer-songwriter. Currently, we were talking about this earlier, you're based in the Canyon area or kind of moving back to...
Yeah, moving back to... I spent 10 years in Canyon, Amarillo Canyon area. And then I've spent the last 4 or 5 years, like, basically near Mexico, U.S.-Mexico border, like 5 miles away. And so now I'm coming back. My wife's family is predominantly from Canyon, and so we're gonna make our way back. And then I'm gonna go at this music thing full force. So, and then we just feel like it's a good spot to be.
And speaking of the music thing full force, you've been a musician, obviously, a while, because, you know, it's not like you – it's pretty apparent that you didn't just pick up a guitar based on your playing. But, you know, you kind of had another hat that you wore for a while and then kind of transitioned into music. Talk us through that.
Yeah, so, you know, I got into music when I was in college and made a decision that I was going to go out on the road and start playing. And this was, you know, a while ago, you know, close to – 12, 13 years ago, and hit the road and started playing and had some success and did a record with Kerry Pierce from Jacko Pierce, and I was on his independent label for a while, and but got to a point where just, like, you know, I was breaking even with finances, and when you travel, and it's very costly. So I just got to a point where I was going to say, I was just, you know, track and field has always been my other passion in athletics, and so... that's something that I decided to pursue and be a coach at the collegiate level. And so I coached at West Texas A&M and kind of put my guitar in the closet. I picked it up occasionally and was still writing and obviously still interested in it. And but, you know, it's just in that career, it's hard to balance those two things. You almost can't, you know, it's just when you're in that kind of position. So... but now it's kind of come around, and my wife and I have put ourselves in a position where I don't necessarily have to coach. And, you know, when COVID hit, I just found a lot more time on my hands and literally my guitar in my hands. And I was writing and playing, and I kind of had this new voice and this new, I don't know, just I felt like I knew my direction, you know, and I knew the sound that I wanted. And that felt right and felt real and truthful. And my wife, I just remember Kristen, she just said one day, she's like, I think you need to do this. I think you need to go out that. And this was about a little over a year ago, year and a half ago. And then I just started putting out music like crazy.
I'll say, yeah, because we were talking off air. You know, one of the things that has impressed me about you, you know, because every time I have an artist on, a lot of it is kind of by word of mouth, and, you know, there are a lot of musicians who are fans of your music, which I think is a great testament to you. But, you know, the big thing is how prolific you've been during, you know, the past year, you know, like, you know, putting out song after song. I think at one point one of your bio kind of lists kind of like almost like a song a month.
That's what I've aimed for. Yeah, I've aimed for that since late 2020.
Yeah. That's unheard of in this business. And, you know, some people work a song for over a year, and you've just, in that time, you've put out an album's worth of music.
Yeah. And a lot of it was already in there, you know, it was already in the bank, and I've kind of spread it out. But also it's given me a chance to really find my sound and refine kind of the voicing that I want to have and the way I want to bring my music to the world and this art form to the world. And I think I'm pretty close now.
I love, speaking of that sound, on your bio, it says, bursting back into the music scene with a grassroots Americana sound reminiscent of a West Texas troubadour making his way back home.
Yeah.
There's such a poetry in that, you know, obviously, you know, thinking of Ernest Tubb, you know, the original West Texas troubadour,
sure.
but just that kind of rediscovering your music.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. It's almost like I knew the sound that I wanted, but I just wasn't at a point ever where I could really focus on it and make it what I wanted, you know? But like I said, when COVID hit, I found a lot of time on my hands, and I grab my guitar, I'd sit away for 6 hours in a room and just figure it out. Like, and obviously coming across some really great artists like Justin Johnson, out of Nashville, he's an incredible slide guitar player, and then Brian Dace, he's up in Oregon, incredible pedal steel player, and just working with those guys and doing some collab work. And actually I've got Kylie King, who did the fiddle for Brandi Carlile. She's also working on some of my songs for this upcoming album, and I feel like it's finally coming together. That sound is finally coming together.
So with the music that you've put out over the past year and a half, there's been some blues, some Americana, some country. You know, there's this amalgamation, like this Venn diagram, if you will,
yes,
of various genres, and in the middle is you. How did you? Is this just the songs that you kind of have had rattling around? Is it stuff that you've kind of always been into? Like, how did we get this many versions of you?
Man, I love that you asked that question. That's, I think, a very important question, and it's even taken me some time to figure that out. But then when I look back at my upbringing, you know, I grew up in Oklahoma, and I spent a lot of time crossing the Red River, back and forth between Oklahoma and like the Dallas area, spending a lot of time at Lake Texoma, and just, you know, with the red dirt scene going on in Oklahoma, spent some time in Stillwater. But then, you know, there's all kinds of blues festivals that come through Oklahoma City and that come through the Texas Metroplex in Dallas. And I went to those blues festivals, saw B.B. King, saw Kenny Wayne Shepherd, saw Double Trouble with Johnny Lang. And, you know, I never got to see Stevie Ray, which I hate that I didn't. But his sound, to me, is just something that was enlightening. You know, and then you hear guys like Robert Johnson and stuff like that. But growing up around red dirt music and Texas country, and particularly like, you know, some of your classic country like Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard, all those are people my grandfather listened to. But growing up doing that at the late, it just stayed with me. And you know, I have a real soulful, I think, projection, but that music is just ingrained in my soul, and it's coming out now.
And it's coming out in a fantastic way.
Thank you.
So let's hop back a second. You talked about your album that you're kind of working on right now.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about it at this point?
So Hurricane is really, well, I can tell you that the last four songs that I've released, the singles, will be on that album. There's a little bit of blues. There's a little bit of Americana, like Hurricane's very Americana sound. And the whole album is going to be laced with that kind of vibe, some of that outlaw country, blues, Americana, with some sweet pedal steel and sweet slide guitar playing.
So Hurricane is currently on the Texas Regional Radio chart,
yeah.
So kind of, you know, in our wheelhouse here on 106.1 Flip FM. But, you know, you have these other songs that you've also put out. You're still your song of the month, you know. And, you know, you've been – had such, I guess, like I said, maybe not tangible success, and I'm not knocking when I say that, but you have so many other musicians picking up on this and saying, man, listen to this guy, check this guy out. What kind of response have you heard personally?
It's been good. I've really embraced the indie community, just indie artists in general across the world. I mean, I've got friends in Australia, I've got friends in England that I've connected with online, and there's really a great community out there, and it really started on Twitter, to be honest. And they started pushing my music, I started pushing theirs, really just artists supporting artists and trying to push each other forward. But I think what's been really satisfying is probably the last 6 months finding this sound, this like bluesy Americana sound, has really helped me in the States. And it's really started to pick up here in Texas as far as getting recognition for playing some shows, you know, getting some agents on board, and just radio involvement, and all of that has started to pick things up quite a bit. So I think we're on the verge of something special, and I think really bringing this album out is going to be an important statement to say, here's what I'm doing, and here's who I am. And so that I think you could probably look for that to come out in late May.
Okay. Well, we would love for you to play something for us.
Sure, yeah. I'm going to play a song called Texas Rose because, you know, it's really about how I met my wife, and I met her up in Amarillo. And
yeah, I heard you were playing it at Soundcheck, and it was mentioned the Gaslight, you know.
Goldenlight, Golden Light, yeah, which is a place I played frequently and actually met her there. So, yeah.
Very cool. This is Rye Wolf on Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM.
I met you in Amarillo. You're a golden light, I know. Lost a weeping willow, but I'm over it, I suppose. Now I just have to find you. You are up around that bend. I wonder if you want to love me till the end. Just like that wind will blow, and the canyon river flows, will you be my Texas rose? Why are you waiting, honey? I'm the man you're dreaming of. Can't give you lots of money, but I'll give you all my love. Went out to Camarillo, yeah, the California coast. They were beautiful, but you know, you're the one I want the most. I just have to find you. Hope you haven't found a friend. I wonder if you want to love me till the end. Just like that wind will blow, and the canyon river flows, north of Mexico. Let everybody know that you're my Texas rose. You're my Texas rose. You're my Texas rose.
That was Texas Rose by Rye Wolf on Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. So that one is on an EP you put out last year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I put it out last year. And again, that EP, I was kind of searching for a sound, you know, a little bit. And obviously the blues are injected into it, but there's a little bit of country and there's a little bit of soul in it, too. Mm-hmm. So.
And it's you know, a perfect love song too, you know. I can easily picture you singing that to your wife and her just being like, aw.
Well, and you know, meeting her up in the Panhandle, I'm not originally from, you know, that area of the country, but she showed me a lot of the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, on the surface, if you drive through Amarillo or Lubbock and some of these places in West Texas, you think, oh, well, it's just a, you know, another farm in
town. Flat piece of dirt.
Yeah, yep. Right, yeah, you think so. But, you know, once you dig in, there's a lot of beauty in it.
And, oh, yeah.
And there's some great people. And really, what that song is about to me is she showed me that. You know what I mean? She mm-hmm. showed me that beautiful side of West Texas and the Panhandle. And, yeah, and you'll hear me allude to the wind and the canyon and things like that. And really, that's kind of we spend a lot of time there. And so, you know, just seeing all that stuff. I mean, that's why we're coming back is because, like, I mean, that's where our home is.
You know? Nice. So we talked about your influences, you know, as far as blues and country as a kid. But what made you decide to pick up a guitar? Like, what was the impetus for you to be like, I'm going to learn to play?
Man, I saw Johnny Lang play when he was about 19 or 20 years old, and we're pretty close to the same age. And the passion with which he played and sang live, he was on another planet. And I wanted to be on that planet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be on that planet because it was, to me, it appeared like almost like an out-of-body experience or like something spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like something spiritual, yeah, to be honest. And when I was watching him and I was like, I know I can do that, you know. And I've been singing my whole life, but I hadn't played I had never picked up the guitar, and this was about 20 years old. And I had a college roommate that played, and so we just kind of dug in, and within 8 months I was playing open mics and Stillwater, Oklahoma, and and then trying to write songs and do this thing. So
you mentioned Stillwater and the kind of the scene that is in that area. Like, I've talked with you're not an Oklahoma artist necessarily, but you have, obviously, that has been your past.
Oh, yeah.
There very much seems to be kind of an almost like a separation of genres, if you will, mm-hmm, where, like, there's almost an Oklahoma sound at this point.
Yeah, there is. And one of my good friends that I grew up with, his name's Gabriel Marshall. He plays for the Damn Quails. He's mm-hmm. the lead guitarist for them. And one of our first bands together, we were in a band together, right? And
mm-hmm.
and he had that red dirt sound. He had that, like, and it was a distinct, it was almost like a mix of the southern rock and country, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of got that flavor to it. And then I remember seeing Stoney LaRue up in Stillwater and like Jason Boland and those guys in rooms that were like 50 to 100 people. There's nobody in there, but just hearing that sounds very gritty, very real. But I think it does kind of have that southern rock a little bit injected into it. And so that's something that's always stuck with me too.
So out of all of that though, like, if you had to, you know, you were held down and said, you know, what's your favorite genre, you know, to play? Is it going to be one of those, or is it going to be something crazy like, I really love polka, or, you know,
And I had this conversation with my brother last week, and blues is like breathing to me.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. But I also love the storytelling aspect of some of your classic country. Really love it. Like, even Ray Charles, when Ray Charles was doing the country thing, mm-hmm. and the stories he was telling, and just like Johnny Cash's storytelling style.
Right.
Like, those things, I really find that if I can tell a story in my music, even if it's kind of housed in the blues or Americana or country, if I can tell the story in whatever way it comes out, is the best music fit for the story.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So you've had this career as a musician. You've had this career as a track coach. But when you've talked with people and you've, you know, had these, you know, interviews or something, be it for, you know, sports, be it for radio, for music, what is the one question no one has ever asked you about?
The one question that no one has ever asked me, why I do it.
Okay.
No one really ever asked you why do you do this?
All right. Rye Wolf, why do you do this?
Honestly, I think this is my best avenue to tell about not only my story, but also to deal with some of the things that I go through personally, like some of the like struggles that I go through. And I think you can hear that in my music. Like, I think I heard this comment that I hear a lot of misery in your music, or a lot of, or a lot of, it's not necessarily like doom and gloom, but it's like a lot of sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And really what that is, and this is kind of comes from my blues background, is, you know, the blues ain't to get you down. It's to bring you up. It's to let you know that people out
somebody's there with you.
Yeah, someone's there with you. And so it's kind of my way of saying, like, hey, look, I understand these struggles. Like, I understand that, you know, that there are hard things that we go through, and I go through them too. And it's really, it's a lot of times, it's my way of working those things out for myself.
You said two things that that stuck with me earlier, kind of going with this, is one, you said it's like breathing, and then you described it as kind of like a spiritual element to it. And it seems like that's, you know, that's your why. You know, I know, you know,
you're right.
You,
yeah.
You know, some people play golf to get that release out. Some people bang, you know, their fists or bang the drums or, you know, get into fights or something. But this is, that's your outlet. That's your way of being like, I can deal with the world.
Yeah, it is. It's my refuge.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Because even if, you know, my music is never widely accepted, it's not the point. it really, it's not. I mean, yeah, I mean, I love to produce music that's listenable and pleasing to the ear. But at the same time, when it comes down to it, it feels good to me. That's really it.
Well, Ryan, we would love for you to play something else.
Sure. Yeah, I will. And I've been out on the road for about a week now, promoting my single Hurricane. And so I'm going to play it. And,
awesome.
It'll be on this record coming up in May.
All right. This is Ryan Wolf on Live from the Back Room, 061 Flip FM.
Won't get any sleep tonight. Just dropped you off for your midnight flight. You had to go, I couldn't make you stay. We both knew it had to be this way. You came in like a hurricane. Swear me up in your winter rain. Since you came in, I ain't been the same. You're here and gone, but I remember your name. Little Hurricane. Little Hurricane. Me in a drink tonight. Do what I can to get you off of my mind. And everything I didn't get to say. Oh, honey, why'd it have to be this way? You came in like a hurricane. Swear me up in your winter rain. Since you came in, I ain't been the same. You're here then gone, but I remember your name. Little Hurricane. Little Hurricane. You came in like a hurricane. You sweat me up in your winter rain. Since you came in, I ain't been the same. You're here then gone, but I remember your name. You came in like a hurricane. You swept me up in your winter rain. Since you came in, I ain't been the same. You're here then gone, but I remember. Little hurricane, little hurricane. Little hurricane. I won't get any sleep tonight.
We're talking with Rye Wolf on Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. So that was Hurricane, your current single, currently out on the Texas radio charts. And where can people find you? Where do you exist online?
Well, the main spot would be ryewolfmusic.com. Mm-hmm.
And that's R-I music.
R-I Wolf, W-O-L-F, music.com. And all my links are there, Instagram. I'm pretty active on Instagram and Twitter, so if you want to follow me on social media, I think that's a good spot. I'll be working through new songs, and I'll post new songs on there occasionally, you know, doing them acoustic and also just updates like, you know, coming to the studio and things like that. So would love to connect with you online and interact if you want to connect with me on Instagram or Twitter.
Speaking of that kind of interaction, you know, you, like I said earlier, you have a lot of musicians who follow you and kind of like, you know, share your stuff. It seems like that's kind of become like a workshop area for a lot of artists, yourself included.
It definitely is. And that's something that I did not have before when I was playing, and something that I wish I would have had more of. But just with social media, it's just a different ball game now. And I encourage any artist that's getting started to dig in, get onto Twitter, get onto Instagram, interact with other artists that are, they don't even have to be alike. You don't even have to be alike. A lot of great insight and ideas comes from artists across different genres. I mean, there are some rappers and hip-hop artists that are great at promoting their music, and you can learn some things from them. And you know, and then as far as the music side, you know, follow the people you like, and you know, maybe pull some things from them here and there. And I mean, that's how I've met a lot of these great musicians that are playing on my record now.
So, nice. Yeah. I'm looking forward to a rap collaborative with, you know, with you with somebody someday soon.
We'll see.
So we can expect. Never know. Yeah. So we can expect your new album in May.
Yes.
Between now and then, where could we find you? Are you going to be playing anywhere in the region?
Yeah, I mean, basically spread out throughout Texas. I'm working with a new booking agency right now, Seventh Planet Entertainment. They do a great job, and they've started booking me. And then obviously Inflow Entertainment, who's booked me here, and they're doing some stuff for me in Central Texas. And so if you want to check out my website, I've got event calendar up, and so I'll be playing live here. And then summer and then into the fall is really going to gear up.
All right. Rye Wolf, we very much appreciate you being here on Live from the Back Room.
Yeah, so glad to be here. Thanks.
Could I put you on the spot and have you play us out with something?
Sure, yeah. I'll play a new song.
Oh, hey.
That's on the record.
You've been listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM.
It's called Beautiful Thing. You're a lot like a fire, and I'm more like rain. When it comes to religion, don't pray the same way. I grew up a city boy, your country born and raised. But our love is a beautiful thing. Yes, our love is a beautiful thing. You're a lot like a sunrise, and I'm like a sunset. You're a get it done right now, I ain't got it done yet. You're always hanging in the shallow while I'm drifting away. And our love is a beautiful thing. Yes, our love is a beautiful thing. Oh, I just have to tell you, you're everything I needed that I never knew. Like a fine wine, and I'm Jim Beam. Although we do it differently, we're always on the same team. It doesn't matter how we get there, as long as we're on our way. 'Cause our love is so beautiful, you're like fire, and I'm more like rain. But when it comes to religion, we don't pray the same way. Grew up a city boy, your country born and raised. But our love is a beautiful thing. Yes, our love is a beautiful thing. Yes, our love is a beautiful thing. Yes, a beautiful thing. Oh, a beautiful thing.